Talking with Katrina Williams of Atlantic here on KSOM, and Katrina, you got ninth place here in the meet. How'd you feel overall about your race?
Pretty okay. The start was a little rough trying to get my mind into the game. I had to work a lot to get my mindset back in it, but by the end, with a lot of coaches' help, I was able to get back into it, so I'm grateful for that.
Why was it tough to get the mind into it here today?
I don't know. I think nerves are getting me. I know this is a pretty competitive meet. There's a lot of really good runners here, so might have gotten my head a little bit, but, you know, the Lord really helped me to it through it, sprinting beforehand, and he really gave me a lot of strength to push through.
Yeah, what do you think, as the race went on, helped you push through it?
Just encouragement from our town. My coach has been talking a lot about re-engaging this week, being able to, yeah, maybe the first of the race wasn't the best, maybe you're at a low spot, but learning to like reload, be like, okay, this is happening right now, what am I going to do about it? And re-engaging and getting back into the race, looking up for the next girl ahead of you and just keep pushing forward.
What does it mean for this team? How have you felt like the team has come together and has it improved throughout the year?
For sure, yeah. Coming in this year, we've had a lot of new girls that have really stepped up and grown a lot through the year. You know, I'm really proud of the work they put in and just the amount of effort and like courage they've been able to build that tough mindset, and it's really neat to see.
What about this course and the day? I mean, it's a little hot, but it's not bad. I mean, it's a gorgeous day, not a cloud in the sky, and it seems like it was a little bit hilly there, back and forth. What did you just feel like about the conditions you were running in?
Honestly, it was a beautiful day. I mean, in the morning, it was a little cool, and sun came out, and it was really nice. I mean, a little warm side, but honestly, it's way better than some of the other meets we've had this year, and, you know, Harlan has a really good course, enough hills to make it interesting and enough downhills to make get some momentum going. It's really, our team loves coming to run here. It's a lot of fun.
This may be a little early to ask this question, but have you learned anything already from a race like this, going up against tough competition on a tough course?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, kind of simulating what probably the state qualifying meet, maybe a little lower level, but it's still really good to get that feel for the quickness of it. Learning how to strategize, get out fast, and stay with it. And, yeah, it's a really good gauge in the middle of the season to see where everybody's at.
So what do you have to do now over this next stretch to prepare yourself for, I mean, you're coming in really the home stretch.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it's coming up. I mean, really, it's just about putting in the work now so I let it pay off later, being able to take care of my body well and make sure I don't get injured and get enough rest. And, yeah, just keep doing what we've been doing.
Well, congratulations on a great race, and we'll see you at your own meet on the 9th. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Katrina Williams with us here on KSOM.